All right, everyone, get ready, because today we're tackling a topic you guys specifically requested.
RV streaming.
Yes. Picture this.
You're back at your campsite.
Yeah, you've had a long day of hiking.
You're ready to unwind.
The fire's crackling, you're ready for some entertainment.
Yeah.
And then, bam.
No internet.
Disaster. The campground Wi-Fi is dead.
The cell service is gone.
Happens all the time, right?
We've all been there.
So no more of that.
Not anymore.
This deep dive is going to make you an RV streaming pro.
That's right. We've got a ton of resources here.
Yeah, we've been looking at articles.
Forum threads.
Tips from experienced RVers.
We're going to break it all down.
Everything you need to know.
From internet options.
Yeah. Choosing the right devices.
Getting around those location restrictions.
And of course.
Maximizing that signal.
When you're out in the wilderness.
Exactly.
All right, so.
First things first.
You can't stream without a good internet connection, right?
The foundation of it all.
Yeah, so the backbone of the operation.
It really is.
So let's look at our options.
All right, we've got three main contenders.
Okay.
Cellular data.
Right.
Satellite internet.
Uh-huh.
And campground Wi-Fi.
All right, so let's break each of those down.
Sounds good.
So cellular data. Basically, using your phone's 4G or 5G network.
Right, like having internet on the go.
Okay, but I'm guessing there are some downsides.
Yeah, definitely. There are some catches.
Like what?
Well, coverage can be unreliable.
Especially if you're in a remote area.
Exactly. And then there's data throttling.
Ah, yeah. I hate when that happens.
So, you know, those unlimited data plans.
Yeah, you think you're good to go.
You hit a certain limit.
Yeah.
And your provider slows down your speed.
Ugh. It's the worst. You're right in the middle of something.
Right in the middle of an action scene.
And it just stops.
Freezes.
So what can you do about throttling? I know I've seen people in the forums talking about cell boosters.
Yes. Cellular signal booster.
Like, do those things actually work?
They absolutely can.
Oh.
They can be a lifesaver, especially in rural areas or places with weak signals.
So how do they work?
So they amplify your existing cell signal.
Okay.
It's like having a mini cell tower.
Ah, so they're boosting the signal.
Exactly. Grabbing onto those weak signals and boosting them.
Interesting. And people are actually using these for streaming.
Oh, yeah. We even saw a post about someone streaming live sports.
Wow.
In the mountains.
No way.
Thanks to a booster.
All right. So that's cellular data.
Pretty good option.
But what about if you're going really off the grid?
Like way off the grid.
Yeah. Like no cell service at all.
You're in the boonies.
Yeah. National parks, remote forests, places where you go to, like, really escape.
That's where satellite internet comes in.
Okay.
You've got providers like Starlink RV, HughesNet, Viasat.
Mm-hmm.
They offer coverage even in the most remote locations.
So it's like beamed down from space.
Exactly. Your own personal connection beamed from space.
That sounds pretty amazing, but expensive.
Yeah, it does tend to be pricier.
Okay.
More expensive than cellular data, but...
For those who really need to be connected.
Yeah. If you're prioritizing that remote access.
And you're willing to pay.
It's a game changer.
Okay. So satellite internet is an option.
Definitely an option.
We also have to talk about campground Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah. The classic.
It's usually free, so it's tempting.
Right. Oh, it's so tempting.
Just connect and go.
It can be unreliable.
I've definitely experienced that.
Think about it. You've got a ton of people.
Yeah, like a whole campground.
Hundreds of people all trying to use the same network.
Limited bandwidth.
Super limited.
Ugh. So what happens?
Slow speeds, buffering.
You get kicked off.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a gamble.
It really is.
You might get lucky.
You might.
But you're probably better off having a backup.
Absolutely.
And even if you do get a decent connection.
You've got to think about security.
Oh, yeah, because it's a public network.
Exactly. You never know who else is connected.
Okay, so.
You should definitely use a VPN.
A VPN.
Yeah, a virtual private network.
What does that do?
It encrypts your internet traffic.
Okay.
So your data is secure.
So even on public Wi-Fi, I'm protected.
Exactly. You can browse and stream with peace of mind.
All right, so we've got our internet options figured out.
Cellular for portability.
Satellite. For those remote trips.
And campground Wi-Fi.
As it may be.
With a VPN for safety.
Got it. Okay, so we've tackled the internet situation.
The foundation is set.
Now we need to talk about how we're actually going to watch all this stuff.
The devices.
Like hardware.
Right, because even with great internet.
You need the right device.
Absolutely. Choosing the right device is key for a smooth RV streaming experience.
So let's dive into the options.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we've got the internet part figured out.
We've got our cellular data.
Satellite internet.
Campground Wi-Fi.
With that VPN for safety.
Of course.
But now...
Here's the thing.
You're all set up at your campsite, right?
You're ready to go.
You've got the snacks.
The view's amazing.
You're ready to watch your show.
And then?
Your device just won't play it.
Ugh, the worst.
So let's talk about choosing the right hardware.
Yeah, the actual device you're going to use to stream.
Because that can make or break the experience.
Absolutely.
So first up, I think a lot of people are probably wondering about smart TVs.
Right. A lot of newer RVs actually come with them built in.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
All in one convenience.
You just connect to the internet and you're good to go.
Voila.
But what if you don't have a smart TV?
Or what if you want more flexibility?
Yeah, what are your options then?
That's where streaming consoles come in.
Okay.
Like Roku or Amazon's Fire TV Stick.
I've heard a lot of RVers like Roku.
Yeah, they're super popular.
Is there a reason for that?
They're affordable.
Portable.
Easy to set up.
Yeah.
Roku in particular
yeah.
is known for being a little less strict about location restrictions.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So you can travel around more freely without worrying about getting locked out of content.
That makes sense.
Whereas Fire TV can be a little bit more finicky.
So if you're moving around a lot,
Roku might be the way to go.
Okay, good to know. Now, I'm a gamer, so I'm curious.
Yeah.
Can you use gaming consoles for streaming too?
Absolutely. Your Xbox or PlayStation can do double duty.
Oh, nice.
They support all the popular streaming apps.
So you can go from gaming to watching a movie.
Seamlessly.
That's cool. But they probably use a lot of power, right?
That is a consideration.
Especially if you're boondocking.
They're not the most energy efficient.
Okay, fair enough.
But if you're plugged in.
Or you've got plenty of solar.
They're a great option.
And of course, we can't forget about phones and tablets.
Oh, yeah, those are great too.
Super portable.
And you can download shows for offline viewing.
Which is perfect when you don't have internet.
A lifesaver.
But the screen's a little small.
You can always use a dock.
Oh, right. Like connected to a bigger TV.
Exactly. Or even try a projector.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people in the forums talking about projector setups.
People turning their campsites into outdoor theaters.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we've covered internet connections.
We've chosen our device.
Now let's talk about what we're actually going to watch.
The streaming services.
Because there are so many options out there.
So many choices.
It can be overwhelming.
It really can. So first, think about what you like to watch.
Yeah. Are you a live TV person?
Do you just want to watch movies and shows on demand?
Or a mix of both.
Exactly. And also, think about how you use your RV.
Yeah. Are you a weekend warrior?
Full-time RVer.
Somewhere in between.
That'll help you narrow down your options.
So let's start with people who are looking to ditch cable.
The cord cutters.
But still want live TV.
Okay. So for live TV, two big names come to mind.
All right. Let's hear them.
YouTube TV and Sling TV.
Okay, I've heard of both of those.
They're popular choices.
What are the main differences?
Well, YouTube TV is known for having a lot of channels.
Okay.
And unlimited DVR storage.
Oh, unlimited.
Unlimited. So you can record all your shows.
No more deciding what to delete.
Exactly.
That's amazing. But I have heard that YouTube TV has some location restrictions.
You're right. They do.
What are they?
You can only change your home address twice per year.
Oh, right.
And you have to log in from your home area every 3 months.
So if you're traveling full time.
It can be tricky.
Yeah, not ideal.
Not really.
What about Sling TV?
Okay, Sling TV is more budget friendly.
Okay.
And it offers customizable packages.
So you can choose the channels you want.
And save some money.
That's a good option.
It is.
Right.
But there's a catch.
Always a catch.
Your service is tied to your billing zip code.
Oh, so if you travel far from home,
you might lose access to local channels?
Okay, so YouTube TV has the channels and DVR.
But those location restrictions.
Sling is more affordable.
But tied to your billing zip code.
Got it. So what if you want both live TV and on demand?
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Hulu Plus Live TV is a good option for that.
Okay.
It's got live channels and access to Hulu's on demand library.
So, like, cable and streaming all in one.
Pretty much.
But are there location restrictions?
There are, unfortunately.
It seems like there's always something.
The Hulu app can be a bit picky with location services.
What does that mean?
You might need to enable and disable location settings as you travel.
Oh, that sounds annoying.
It can be a little bit of a hassle.
Okay, so Hulu plus live TV is an option, but
be mindful of the location stuff.
What about Amazon Prime Video?
Oh, Prime Video is fantastic.
I love Prime Video.
It's got a massive library of movies and shows.
And Amazon Originals.
Plus, you get all those Prime membership benefits.
Yeah, like free shipping.
which is super helpful for RVers.
Especially when you're on the road and you need something delivered.
Exactly. And don't forget about offline downloads.
Oh yeah, that's a big one.
Perfect for boondocking.
Where you don't have internet?
Just download your shows in advance.
And you're good to go.
But keep in mind, Crime Video doesn't have live local channels.
Oh, so you might need to supplement it.
With another service, if that's important to you.
Okay, so Hulu plus live TV for both live and on-demand.
Prime Video for the massive library and membership perks.
But no live local channels.
Right.
And of course, we can't forget about Netflix.
The OG streaming giant.
Is it still relevant for RVers?
Absolutely.
What are its strengths?
A vast library of content, those addictive Netflix originals.
I know, I love those.
And of course, offline downloads.
So important for off-grid adventures.
It really is a game changer.
So it's like having your entire entertainment library on the go.
Exactly. And here's a tip. If you know you're going to be somewhere with limited bandwidth,
okay,
pre-download your shows in high quality when you have a good connection.
That's a great tip.
Because nobody wants to watch a pixelated movie.
All right, so we've got YouTube TV, Sling TV, Hulu Plus Live TV, Prime Video, and Netflix.
So many options.
It's a lot to take in.
But the good news is you don't have to choose just one.
Oh, that's true.
A lot of RVers subscribe to multiple services.
You get the best of everything.
Exactly. You can create your own personalized streaming package.
It's like building your dream streaming team.
Exactly.
Okay, but what happens when you've got your internet all set up?
You've got your shows picked out.
You're ready to watch.
And then...
buffering.
The dreaded buffering wheel.
Ugh, it's the worst. So how do you deal with those streaming gremlins when you're on the road?
Troubleshooting on the road can definitely be tricky.
All right, so we've covered a ton of ground, right?
We've talked about internet plans.
Choosing streaming devices.
Figuring out which services to use.
We even talked about the best streaming services.
Right, and how to pick the right ones for your needs.
Oh, let's face it.
Sometimes, even with the best planning.
Technology.
Just fails us.
Yeah, it's like Murphy's Law.
Especially in an RV.
Where signal strength can be so unpredictable.
Oh, absolutely. You're at the mercy of the elements sometimes.
So, let's talk about troubleshooting.
Yeah. How to deal with those frustrating moments.
When a stream starts to buffer.
Or just refuses to load.
All right, so first up, weak Wi-Fi.
The classic.
Or weak cellular signals.
You've all been there, right? Beautiful campground.
Surrounded by trees.
But the internet's crawling.
It's like slower than a snail.
So what do you do?
What's our first line of defense?
Okay, so if you're dealing with weak Wi-Fi, a range extender can be helpful.
A range extender, what's that?
It basically amplifies your existing Wi-Fi signal.
Okay.
Gives you a wider reach and a stronger connection.
So it's like extending the Wi-Fi's range.
Exactly. It's like reaching out and grabbing those data packets.
I like that analogy. But what if a range extender doesn't cut it?
Or what if you're in a spot with no Wi-Fi at all?
Yeah, what then?
Remember those cellular signal boosters we talked about?
Oh, yeah. For boosting cell service.
Well, they can also be amazing for streaming.
Really?
Yeah. They boost your cell signal, which gives you a more stable connection for streaming.
I've got to admit, I was skeptical about those boosters at first.
I know, a lot of people are.
But then we were boondocking in the desert last year.
Uh-huh.
And our cell signal was basically non-existent. We were about to give up on watching anything.
Yeah.
And then we remembered we had a booster.
You did.
We hooked it up. It was like magic. We suddenly had enough signal to stream a movie.
That's incredible. It's amazing what a difference a booster can make.
They're lifesavers.
They really are. And here's a pro tip.
All right, hit me.
Pair those boosters with carrier coverage maps.
Carrier coverage maps.
Yeah. You can plan your route in advance to maximize signal strength.
That's smart. So you can avoid those dead zones.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got range extenders and boosters for weak signals.
What about when you're truly off the grid?
Yeah, like no Wi-Fi, no cell service, just you and nature.
In those cases, offline downloads are your best friend.
Offline downloads?
Yeah. You can download shows and movies in advance.
So you can watch them without internet.
Exactly.
That's amazing. No more worrying about finding a signal.
Or about using up your data.
It's like taking your entertainment with you wherever you go.
It really is. But keep in mind, those downloads can take up a lot of storage space.
That's true.
Yeah.
Especially if you're downloading whole seasons of shows.
Right.
So what do you recommend?
Prioritize. Download the shows you really want to watch.
Okay.
And save the rest for when you have a better connection.
That makes sense. Manage that storage space wisely.
Exactly.
What about portable hotspots? I've heard those mentioned too.
Oh, portable hotspots can be great.
How do they work?
They're basically mini routers that create their own Wi-Fi network using cellular data.
So you can connect multiple devices.
Yeah, your phone, tablet, laptop, even your streaming stick.
All to the same hotspot.
Exactly. Like having your own personal Wi-Fi bubble.
That's cool. And you can switch providers with them, right?
Often, yes. So if one carrier has better coverage where you are,
you can just swap out your SIM card.
Exactly.
I wish I had known that before our last trip.
I know, right? It's a game changer. And here's another tip. Keep a backup SIM card.
From a different carrier.
Yep. Just in case your primary network goes down.
Oh, that's a great idea. Redundancy is key when you're on the road.
Absolutely.
I feel like I've learned so much about RV streaming today.
Me too. It's been a fun deep dive.
We've covered internet options, devices, streaming services, troubleshooting tips.
Everything.
I think we've given our listeners all the tools they need to become RV streaming masters.
I think so too. And you know what's really exciting is that RV streaming has become so much more than just entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way for people to stay connected with loved ones, keep up with work or school, even access important information.
All while enjoying the freedom of the open road.
Exactly.
So as you plan your next RV trip,
remember all the options you have.
Choose the internet plan that works for you, pick the right devices, and subscribe to the services you'll actually use.
And don't be afraid to experiment. Find what works best for your setup.
And with that,
happy streaming, everyone. We'll see you on our next deep dive.
Into the world of Harry's. Who knows what exciting topic we'll tackle next.